Oh, yeah.
The area has water on three sides and then land on the fourth side.
No, no, the water is not cold. It's not good for border. Needs a border to be done with something like enclosure.
Mm-hmm.
There are two opinions what's called enclosure.
I'm saying, this is not enclosure.
No, no, there is two opinions what's called enclosure. Some they say, once you take poles and you put wires all around,
right,
you made it. That's what they do, the Arab. Mm-hmm. That's what the Ashkenazim did in Europe. And then, but the Shulchan Aruch does not permit it. Shulchan Aruch said, you have to have a pole. Within less than 20 feet has to be another pole. Again, less than another 20 feet, another pole. And the wire should be from one pole to another. It's okay. Who is going to do that today? And this when is that? Depends what kind of a street you have. See? The streets are called in Hebrew Reshut Rabbim. Reshut Rabbim means public domain. And private domain is called Reshut Yahid. What makes it private domain? Not because it belongs to me, it becomes Reshut Yahid. No. Reshut Yahid, there is a certain terms what the Torah calls it, Reshut Yahid. Calls it private domain. The Torah said any place that has enclosure, fenced all around, that's Reshut Yahid. Comes Chachamim and said, oh, I have a large area of 1,000 feet for being, and there is enclosure, fences, or should I have gone to Torah? Yes. Chachamim said, but look, people will go to baseball field, it's all fence, will tell you, look, this is Reshut Yahid. But so many people, there, thousands and thousands, becomes like, looks like, should I mean, people wouldn't pay attention that is enclosure over here. Then they'll tell you, just as this is permitted, the other one's permitted. It's not. This has a fence. But Chachamim said, wait, therefore, you have to know. If it is certain size, they tell us a certain size. The size is exactly to be, they said, 200 by 100. 200 length by 100, if we can make from the area 200 feet. Because really it's certain amount, which is each one is 2 feet. There is a 100 by 50, I said 200 by 100. 200 by 100, then you can't carry. That's called not Reshut Rabbim and not Reshut Yahid. Came in between. That's why they gave restrictions to it on both sides. If this one, the area is here, and here you have private domain, you can carry from private domain to here because this looks like public. And you can't, here there is a street which is very large, open, and so on, that's Reshut Rabbim. You can't carry from this to this because maybe this is Reshut Yahid, it's not Reshut Rabbim. That's we give it two terms of both. That this is already, they asked me many times, the children here, they used to ask me, for all these parks that we have. In the park, we have a baseball field, and we have the handball field. They asked me, I said, if it happened to be that there is a ball, you can't carry the ball there. If there is a ball over there in the handball field, you can play because it's an enclosure and small. But the baseball field, there is more than 200 by 100. Therefore, you can't. This is Chachamim forbid. Even though from the Torah was permitted because also it's fenced, but Chachamim said not to because it looks like it is a public place. We are playing a public place. That we come to just mentioning some of the things. There is another thing. The street itself, what's called the Reshut Rabbim or Reshut Yahid? Public domain or private domain? Looks like a public. But there is in the law, terms of the law, what makes it Reshut Rabbim? There is certain size of the street or how many people are using it. There are two opinions. Some they say it cannot be called Reshut Rabbim until it is 32 feet wide, the street, and there is at least 600,000 persons going through that street every day. Now, where do you find today something of these two together? Maybe only Ocean Park. Ocean Park is very wide from one side of the homes to the other side, more than More than 32. Is it so? More than
at least
32 feet. There is no question. But at the same time, also there is 600,000 to go to Ocean Park every day. There is. That is a real Rishut HaRabim. Now, no doubt, everybody would agree that Ocean Park is Rishut HaRabim. Will be Broadway would be Rishut HaRabim. But they know. But some they say, once you have 32 feet, even if you don't have so many people, it's Rishut HaRabim. Some they say, if you have 600,000 men going, even if there isn't 32 feet, it will be Rishut HaRabim. It's a matter of opinions in the books. But here comes another step. Come say, if there is a Rishut HaRabim, which is a real Rishut HaRabim, the Aruv is not good for it. Aruv is good only when you don't have 100% Rishut HaRabim. That means not 32 feet and not 600,000 men. Then you can make Aruv. And again, the Aruv that you make, some they say there is a conditions that will be within 20 feet that there is a pole, another pole, that becomes like a doorway. You see the Pim to Shulchan Aruch. In Yerushalayim, about 70 years ago, there was a new immigration coming from Europe. And in Europe, they got used to make Aruv even when there was streets and everything. And they came, they wanted to do it in Yerushalayim. The chief rabbi was Sephardi. Chief rabbi was a giant. Was such a great gaon. Even the Ashkenazim gave him such a high respect. Could be Yaakov Shaul and Yashar. Yaakov Shaul and Yashar was one of the giants in the history of the Jewish people. And he came, the Ashkenazim came with their rabbi. The rabbi said, we make Aruv in Europe. We want to make Aruv here. The rabbi said, no, we do not allow it. Shulchan Aruch did not allow it. We are not going to go and get Shulchan Aruch. The rabbi said, no. The rabbi said, we have the custom to do it. Well, the rabbi could not forbid them. But he said, now the Ashkenazim wanted to do it. But the rabbi was Sephardi. He stood at the doorway of Yerushalayim. And he was telling every Sephardi, don't listen to them, don't carry. This Aruv is not good for us, he told him. For them, according to the books where they wrote, their leaders, they can do it, we cannot do it. And he stood up there, but unfortunately, through the course of time, already it went, people all carry Ashkenazim and Sephardim, it became already practice that there is a rule.
They could bring
the question here, the question here in New York. They tell you in Yerushalayim there is no real Rishut HaRabim public domain because no street over there can meet these conditions of what Ocean Parkway here has. That's why they take it easier. But here, even the Rabbanim Ashkenazim, they don't like it. The greatest rabbis of the world, God bless their memories, they passed away. There was Rabbi Silber, the head of the Union of Orthodox Rabbis. After him was Rabbi Henkin. After him was Rabbi Feinstein, which passed away. All these great rabbis refused to make a room for these large cities. They said, and sometimes there's a small area they want to pull. We can close our eyes, let them make it. But to make the big places, like here, the whole of Brooklyn or Manhattan, they did not want to do it.
Some say that there is Aruv there. They say that with the telephone poles that they made.
Well, I said the great rabbis refused to do it. A few years back, here in Flatbush, they wanted to make Aruv, Flatbush area. Who worked on it? A lot, Rabbi Shaufman. Rabbi Shaufman was the rabbi of young Israel of Flatbush. Now he went up and made Aliyah. And he came here and they gave his position to somebody else. And he went to Israel. And he comes from time to time here. At that time when he was rabbi of Young Israel, I got a call from a president of Young Israel of Russia. On the phone, he tells me, introducing himself, I'm so-and-so, rabbi, we would like to meet with you. I said, who are you to meet with me? He said, I'm the president of the Federal Brothers. We would like to meet with you about some subject. I said, what's the subject? We'll tell you after we meet with you. I said, how do you know about me? So I know a lot. I have many, many friends, Syrian. We were brought up together, we were raised together, and I'm the president over here, and I'd like to meet with you. I said, okay, what do you want to meet? He said, whatever you want. So this week we cannot meet. We meet next week, Wednesday night. I said, okay. I said, where is your place? He said, young as our brothers. I know where it is. Avenue I and Coney Island. I said, okay. I'll come to your place, your office. 8:30, I'll be there Wednesday night. I went there. Robert Sharpman sitting. There's 20 men over there. I said, yes, Robert Sharpman started talking. The rabbi, we are initiating something that we want to make our rule. We started talking, from terms of lachkli and terms of benefit of the people and that, because many of the people were leaving them already, because they wanted to wield the carriage, to come to shul and that, they would not allow them. They went to Kugad and they did make our rule and they moved there. They liked to go there. When they saw the youth are leaving them going, they decided they want to go. So we want you to join us in this and that. Of course they were looking for what? The expense also. The expense also. If I endorse also, then they will come to our community. I didn't know that. They approached the community and said, if our brother will approve of it, we'll share it with you. At the convention, thousands of dollars every year. And they wanted I didn't know about this, what I had in mind for the money to talk to. But I told them, look, I said, go ahead, Robert Sharpman, you finish your warning, say what you have to say, then I'll tell you my opinion. He spoke. Then I told him, now let me say my say. Started warning all the Shaharuch, I started talking, and I said, look, we Sephardim cannot initiate such a thing. We can't go against the Shaharuch. But you want to do it and announce it, I'll close my eyes. I won't tell you anything. I won't go against you. But for us, it's not good. How can I tell? After his tournament, he said, Rabbi, thank you. I understand very well. I respect your opinion. You're right. I told him, even you, Ashkenazim, after all, you have to ask the Gedolei Olam, the great people of the Ashkenazim, what's their opinion? And he knew, he said, Rabbi, I did argue with Rabbi Feinstein. I said, argue? Who are you to argue with Rabbi Feinstein? Do you understand? Rabbi Feinstein was a giant.
Disgusted.
Well, someone said, I argued with him. And do you understand from this, to cut off, finish. Then they didn't tend to ask about that, but they made a rule. They made a rule, we don't approve of it, we don't use it. But I'll tell you the truth, honest truth. Many times there was a person who is handicapped. Or, God forbid, they can't walk no more. They want to come with a wheelchair and then Khaddamim, will him. I bring into consideration a number of things. That this man is sick. To aggravate him that he can't come. And tell him that even the Khaddami will not. Since the Khaddami and the Ashkenazim made a group, I bring a combination of this. I said, okay.
What about a can on Shabbat?
They asked me, they understand. A can is a different subject altogether. Sometimes it's permitted, sometimes not. If needed, yes. Now, this is the thing. And they asked me already, and I told them, one that sometimes there is a mitzvah shalom bayit. There's families that want to bring the chadamah, to bring the mitzvah to go to a family to eat. Then the area that there is aruv and the chadamah willing the carriage and that. I told them, we'll close our eyes. I don't tell them, go do it. I said, do you understand? Nish kosher. Okay. This is we work in our mind, many things are being worked. We consider many things. We don't want to make it too hard. If we can make it easier, we make it. Not that it is glad kosher, but it's kosher. You understand? This is
I can see it being kosher for medical reasons, But now, suppose you use the woman to push a baby carriage.
I said to push the baby carriage, that's a question from halachically. When the place that is now, you can't. And now the question is this. Is this Aruv or not? Coming to us is not. That's the question.
No,
now that there is
somebody else.
Not the Jew, the Chadami,
right.
And there is Aruv. I said, a combination of things, I close my eyes to it, yeah.
Why is Shulchan Aruch so machmir on it? Why is he so tough?
Well, wait a minute. This is a matter of halacha. What is the opinion? Not Shulchan Aruch machmir. Shulchan Aruch believes that this is the law. I'm not going to go into discussion of what you have to have all the background in the Gemara. You have to have to see what the Gemara tells us, when we make Aruch, when we don't. And the way they explain the Gemara, Shulchan Aruch tells you this is what the law according must be Tzurat HaPetach. Tzurat HaPetach is not called when there is such a big opening. That's not a doorway. It's a matter of what you consider it. Halachically speaking, I'm not speaking that because he wants to make it strict. He tells you this is the law.
I don't understand why I heard of it, now that you're saying about a stroller. What's wrong with a stroller? I don't know, I'm just asking you. Why?
What's wrong?
You're just pushing it. Cause
the law is anything in the street. You cannot take it from one area to another. You can't move it for 8 feet. Every time you move to 8 feet, that's violation of the laws of Shabbat. Mm-hmm. A person is hayab mita for that.
Mm-hmm.
And you come and tell me, I don't see anything. Look what you see.
I don't understand. I mean, that's not like a thing like carrying something around, but it's to transport your kid instead of carrying.
Let me tell you one thing.
Right. Can you carry the child either?
Yeah, remember, I told you once a lot of story. Let me tell you again. I said that my rabbi told me a lot of story, and I learned a big lesson from it. The two rabbis, one rabbi was sitting and learning Torah. All of a sudden, he's learning. One book came out, second book came out, third book. He had a pile of 20 books on top of each other, and sitting and thinking and thinking. And then another great rabbi came in, very great. Came in, sat down, he opened the book reading, and he sees this man sitting and thinking, and 20 books there open. Then what is he doing? They looked at him, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, still sitting at the same thing, thinking that the books are piled there. Came to him and said, wake up, what are you doing? So, the books are piled there and you sit down, you're thinking. I'm thinking, I read here two opinions. One is a Rambam, Maimonides, and one the rabbi that lived in his time, Rabat. And so that they are contradicting opinions against each other. And I'm thinking, who is right? My mom is this or the other one? I'm starting to think, whom would I really side with? The rabbi looked at him. You are looking to see who is right, who is wrong?
So
let me tell you a little story. Another thing. Example. I said, you know that there is in the port, when they import something from overseas, there is a very large packages that come. How they weigh them, you know? Did you see that? Balance.
That's a big scale.
Scale. They hang it down. Mm-hmm. And, you see, it shows. Okay, you know that scale, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I said, yes. It's large? Very large. He said, did you ever see the small scale were being used? For a small scale? Where? Druggist. It's a very small scale.
Because so many grams,
you mixed it by the location. So many grams of this, so many grams of this. And you weigh it. Now what would happen if you take that ballot, that package of, I don't know, 2 tons, 3 tons, you put it on the small scale, what would happen?
It's
a small scale, you can weigh it, it would break, nothing would be left on it. You see? You say, oh, mind is the small scale. These people, they had everyone, the mind that they had, cannot be measured by our small scale. To the very big scale. He said, no, no. And what we, if we think who is right, Rambam or Rabat, right, our scale will break, the brain will be left nothing from it, we can't understand. I know that you are a little bit bigger than others. Still the scale is still small. We cannot, Maxi, we cannot come and say, I think, not
no,
what
I
we think.
I was saying, I didn't understand why. Because it's not like it's carrying
why.
A kid, okay.
Don't say, I think there is nothing wrong. You don't say, I think. What we think is nothing. We have to think in the...
What they say.
In the halacha, what the book said, what the Torah is saying. Because they tell us what is the opinion of the Torah. They explain the Torah to us. These great authorities. Not to take it lightly. What we think is nothing.
Uh-huh.
I'm not taking you, I'm thinking about myself.
So in other words, our vote don't count.
I'm, when I look at this great rabbi, I'm zero. I look at myself as absolutely zero, nothing. The Gemara said, "Im rishonim kemalachim, anu kibnei Adam." If we imagine in our mind and we figure, we think that the early generations, great rabbis, were like angels, then we are like human beings because we understand to appreciate them. But then we come and say, no, they were just human beings. Then we shall not connect them. Anu kahamurim. And we did not reach the great value of the donkey if we be in Hasben Yair. And Hasben Yair had a donkey which better than all human beings today. Was a much greater Hasid than us. Do you know that? I told you the story of the donkey of Ibn Hasan Yair. Now, this is unbelievable. Look, the earlier generations. When I was a little child, once I traveled from Jerusalem to Tiberia. Came to Tiberia, right away I wanted to run to see what is that the grave of Rambam. I went there, and the minute I came there, the first minute, I wanted to say a little prayer, but before I started the prayer, started busted crying. I was a child, maybe 11 years old, I remember. I was crying so much. There were men over there. They look at me, a young boy. What are you crying about? I said, like this, I remember how I was. This big head is buried over here. I was shivering, because I read the Rambam, and I saw his understanding and his mind. I said, this great man with such, I described like a big head like this is buried over there. Couldn't, I said, like you say in Arabic, ya haram. This is, the Gemara, it's certain that one rabbi came into, to visit somebody, another rabbi was sick, Rabbi Yohanan. And Rabbi Yohanan was a very, very handsome man, very beautiful, and was living in a place dark, like a cellar, you say. But the rabbi who came to visit, the minute he came into that cellar, he thought he would see a dark place, some place shining, illuminated. By what? He wanted to see what's the lamp that's illuminating the whole room. So no lamp, what is it? He saw that there is such a light comes, shines out of the face of this Rabbi Yohanan and was illuminating the whole place. And the rabbi that came to visit, he looked at him, saw him sick in bed, looks like he's going to come the end of his life. He started crying. The rabbi asked him, what are you crying? He said, I'm crying for such a beauty, for such a face, to go now under the ground. They told him, they said, that's what you cry for. I don't mean for the beauty, that's outside beauty. But that's what you have, the Torah that you have. I'm thinking, that's all will be lost. But thank God, he told him, would you like to get up? The other rabbi said, he was a very holy man, he said, if God will give me, so give me your hand. He gave him his hand. The man felt different all of a sudden. The rabbi felt good. Then he got up, you know, because the other rabbi like prayed on him. He didn't have to pray to cry and then give me your hand. He knows that was his wish. God fulfilled his wish right away. He made him get up and go. He went back to teach, to lecture, to the Rabbi Hanan. You know what kind of people there were these? Great angels. Even the angels could not be compared to them. They were on a greater level than the angels. Well, we can't think anyway. Only try to understand what they tell us. We have to see what they say to us. Okay, I think we gave a different introduction, mainly on these things of Kabbalah Shabbat. We didn't reach to go to the laws of Kabbalah Shabbat more in details. But as I said, the Kabbalah Shabbat originally was in Baruch Hu, and they used to stand in Baruch Hu. Why? Baruch Hu was Kabbalah Shabbat. When you be Mekabel Shabbat, like you welcome a very, very important guest. If a queen come to you, what do you say? You sit down on your chair and say, please come in. That's the way you welcome a very important guest. You get up, you go outside, wait when that important guest coming, and you went. That's why they used to stand up in Baruch Hu. To Baruch Hu, we're welcoming the Shabbat. We say, Bo'u v'netze likrat Shabbat Malketa. Come, let's go and welcome the Queen Shabbat. That's what the expression in the Gemara. And this is why they got up in Baruch Hu. Then, came they did Mizmor Shalom Shabbat. Therefore, they stood in Mizmor Shalom Shabbat. They said, how about now that we stand Mizmor Shabbat, we accept the Shabbat before? Do we have to stand in Baruch Hu? No, but since you are standing already, keep standing in Baruch Hu. It's not nice to sit down. Then came what? They did the standing in the Chadodi. So now the Chadodi, we have to stand again. And since you are standing, then came to say, Bamemadikin, to tell the people about Esar 10, Arab 10, Adikutaner. Then they stopped and read them. And they started saying, some they say, should say Mizmor Shalom Shabbat before Bamemadikin. Some they say, no. If you say it before you accept the Shabbat, you can't tell them, make Maaser, make Arub. Therefore, you say Mizmor Shabbat after. Some they said before, some they say after. So then came some and said, say it too. Make such by what? Such the one before, the one after. Now that we do two, then the question, we stand in the Chadodi already, we welcome the Shabbat. And in Mizmor Shalom Shabbat. Then we said, remember the kind, there's no Kabbalah Shabbat over there. We say Mizmor Shalom Shabbat again. Do we have to stay in again? Of course not. Once we stood, we welcome the Shabbat. It's enough. It's enough. But according to the Kabbalah, you stand. If you stand Mizmor Shalom Shabbat, you stay standing in Baruch Hu. And this is the thing. In Yerushalayim, they stand in both Mizmor Shalom Shabbat. They stand in Baruch Hu. Okay, good. Here, the Syrian people, they didn't. And when I came here, I saw they are not standing. It's not nice. They sit and I will stand. I didn't stand. And Ahmad Luba used to sit, we used to sit next to each other. Since I had the custom always to stand in Baruch Hu, I just move a little, get up a little. And Ahmad Luba sits straight. And Ahmad Luba came once and said, Ahmad Luba, if you have your custom to stand, don't hold yourself back because of me. I said, no, Rabbi, it's not nice. The people will see. I'm standing, you're standing. You know. He said, but could you tell me the source of it? Why? I said, sure. I opened the book. I said, yes, Shaharat HaShuva, on the Shahar Aruf. I said, I didn't know that. But continue with your custom. No, I will not stand. Even though I believe in Baruch Hu, it's good to stand. Why? Rabbi Ari said to stand. He said, the main thing, in Baruch Hu, they say, already we believe that every Jew gets an extra feeling. They call it neshama yetera. Comes an extra soul, they say, holiness in him. When does it come? At what moment? Rabbi Ali said there are three stages in Friday night. There's three stages in the prayer also of Shabbat. The first three stages of Friday night, in the neshama, there is three parts. In Hebrew, they call it nefesh, ruach, neshama. The neshama itself has three parts. One part comes when you say Baruch Hu. One part said, when we say, Aleinu, Ba'al Yerushalayim, Herachem, before Hashkivenu. In the middle there is one sentence there, comes the second part. The third part comes in Baikhullu. This is there according to the Kabbalah. And that's why they say in Barichu, you are welcoming the Neshama, that there is a bigger welcoming the Shabbat. The Kabbalah said stand in Barichu. But as I said, I don't like to make differences. Because Gemara said, Lo yeshev ben ha'omdim, ve'lo ya'amod ben ha'yashvim. You don't sit where people stand, you don't stand where people sit. But now came what Robert Kassin used to stand, always. In Mizmor Shinom Shema Nevuah, he's Mekubal, Kabbalist, people not, Robert Kassin is a special man, he can do it. There is nothing not nice when the rabbi by himself is doing it. But now came people from Egypt. People in Egypt, they all stood up. They like to stand up. They stand up. They didn't figure we come to a community, they don't. No. But the beginning was one Egyptian here, one Egyptian there. Then from the Egyptians, only many of our Syrians. Now also, they see the others, they stand too. But the custom of the Syrian people was not to stand. And I don't change it yet. You understand? This is what comes. A person has to use his common sense on everything. I believe this is the custom of the community, and not to stand, we don't stand. Today already it's spreading, that's the standing. First was only Robert Kassin. They came, two more, they came more, now today. Habshah will stand, all his children see the father stand, they stand, and the others see this.
The children
stand, they want to stand too. They don't realize what is behind it. And this is, as I said, well, they want to stand, let them stand, but I don't like to make changes.
Are you sure Chabad Lubav, where it was written, did he change his mind and stand, or he didn't?
No, his custom was not to stand, but he said, please,
custom.
You stand, since this was according to the books he did. Matter of fact, 2 years later he asked me again, because he started in old age forgetting.
Yeah.
And he asked me again. I told him, Rabbi, I told you once, this. Showed it to him in two places. Anyhow.
One question. Since the original Kabbalah Shabbat was a better Shabbat at home, can you not accept the Shabbat, even though you said before was a year and the...
No, I said today already we accept the Shabbat. Well, because you say to accept the Shabbat. Once you say, I want to accept the Shabbat, but long ago they did not accept the Shabbat before Baruch. Today they do. Finish. So they accept it.
Right.
Yeah, okay.